Hello. Welcome to PMM Insight, a plastics machinery and manufacturing podcast. This is an episode of PMM Commentary, where we talk about issues facing the plastics industry. I am your host, Ron Shin, editor of PMM. The Global Plastics Treaty is in serious trouble. The third of five planned negotiating sessions of the United Nations Intergovernmental Negotiating Committee, also known as INC3, ended in Nairobi, Kenya last November without meeting its goals of creating a full draft of the treaty and scheduling a robust round of working sessions before the fourth meeting in Ottawa in April. Environmental groups claim some oil-producing countries and industry groups are using stalling tactics to try to water down the treaty. Karen Wirsig, Senior Program Manager for Plastics at Canada's Environmental Defense Organization, said, "If they don't find a way through these delay and divert tactics, Ottawa could become known as a place where the treaty failed." Graham Forbes, head of the Greenpeace delegation at INC3, was even more blunt when he said the negotiations are charging towards catastrophe. Should we be surprised? Plastic pollution is one of the most vexing environmental problems of our time and will only get worse without worldwide efforts to clean it up. It was easy for the 1,900 delegates from 161 countries and lobbyists representing 143 chemical and fossil fuel companies who showed up for the first negotiating session in Uruguay to agree there's a problem and action is needed. Optimistic reports from INC1 and INC2 in Paris seem to indicate it might be possible to write a binding worldwide treaty that would end plastic pollution by the year 2040. But the wheels started to come off in Nairobi. A coalition of countries led by Canada, Rwanda, and Norway, along with 17 other members, want the treaty to reduce production of plastics to sustainable levels. The coalition calls itself the High Ambition Coalition to End Plastic Pollution. But some oil-producing countries are having second thoughts, and at INC3 argued for shifting previously agreed mandates, such as focusing on global waste management, to instead adopting voluntary national measures. There is strong support on both sides of the argument. We feel the agreement should really focus on ending plastic pollution and not plastic production, said an executive of the Chemical Industry Association of Canada. She added, "Implementing production caps can really restrict the availability of plastics for other applications." According to a report from the Canadian Press, a scientific paper co-authored by Miriam Diamond, professor of earth science at the University of Toronto, may get considerable discussion in Ottawa. Diamond argues that spending on waste management while production continues to increase won't solve the problem. The World Wildlife Fund argues that the treaty must address plastic pollution across the entire life cycle of plastics, and that trying to refocus it to only waste management prioritizes short-term benefits and profits over the health of the people and the planet. A coalition of consumer product manufacturers and financial companies this month encouraged the U.S. delegation to push for stronger measures and the phase-out of problematic plastics. Here's where things stand now. Progress on a draft treaty made during the first two sessions ended in the third session as countries proposed hundreds of changes and additions. Critical work between sessions 3 and 4 did not get scheduled. What does this all mean for plastics recyclers and the greater plastics industry? We should have a clearer picture after INC4, April 23rd through the 29th. Will plastic products identified as problematic be eliminated? Will new product design rules appear? Will extended producer responsibility become the law of the land? Watch the reports from the Ottawa meeting. it could portend changes to your business. I hope you have enjoyed this episode of PMM Commentary. Thanks to Associate Editor Marvin Brown for editing this podcast. You can always find our podcast and the latest information about the worldwide plastics industry on our website, www.plasticsmachinerymanufacturing.com, and on social media. Remember to subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcasting app, and please tell a friend or colleague who would enjoy the show. This podcast is produced by Plastics Machinery and Manufacturing, an Endeavor Business Media brand.